So let's review. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the incident of Ahu Gavra de Akdish Bishiroi, a man was Mekadish a woman with silk, or any item of undetermined value. Rabba says, Loi Tzrichi Shuma, it does not require an appraisal before the Kedushin, and the Kedushin is effective. Rabbi Yosef disagrees and says, Tzrichi Shuma, it does require an appraisal, and if there was no Shuma before the Kedushin, it is not effective. The Gemara offers two versions of the machlekes. There is no machlekes. If he told it to accept it for whatever it is worth, all agree that even if there was no Shuma, the Kedushin is effective, because they're certainly worth at least one pruta, and she consented by accepting it. And there's also no machloikis if the Amala Chamshin b'lei Shavu Chamshin, if he told her that she will receive 50 zuz, and the Shiroi were worth less than 50 zuz, all agree that the Kedushin is not effective, because Halei Shavu, the Shiroi are not worth the amount he claimed. The machlekes is only where the Amar Chamshin v'shavu Chamshin. He told her 50 zuz, and the Shiroi were later praised for this amount, 50 zuz. Rabba says, Lei Tzrichi Shuma, and they're from Mukadashis, the Hashavu Chamshin, because they're indeed worth what he claimed. While Rav Yosef says, Tzrichi Shuma, and therefore Einu Mukadashis, because given the Itzaloi Bekiye B'Shuma, Loi Samcha Daita. She did not give proper consent at the time of Kedushin because she was not sure whether they were actually worth 50 zuz. Others say, "V'chol duhu nami pligi." The machlekes is even if he told her to accept it for whatever it is worth. Rabba holds Lei Tzrichi Shuma because they're certainly worth one pruta. However, Rav Yosef holds Tzrichi Shuma because shava kesef areyu kekesef. An item of monetary value is acceptable for kedushin only because it is considered like money. Therefore, it must also be similar to kesef. And then ma kesef de kets af shava kesef nami de kets. Its value must be established at the time of kedushin, as is money. According to this version, Rav Yosef seeks to support his position from two brises. However, the Gemara refutes them by interpreting them to be referring to other halachic issues. The Gemara continues, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Hiskatchali b'mana b'nosn ladinar, harezim mukadeshes v'yashlim. If a man says to a woman, you shall become mukadeshes to me with one mana, but he only gave her a smaller amount, one dinar. The Kedushin is effective immediately, provided that he gives her the rest, because kamanda amala amanas dami. He mentioned the mana only as a t'nai, but not as the Kedushin amount. And kala imra amanas, ka imra ma'achshav dami. When the person states amanas, he intends for the t'nai to be a stipulation that when fulfilled, the transaction takes effect retroactively from now. The Gemara questions this from a contradicting brisa which states, Hiskatchali b'mana v'hoyimoyna v'hoylach v'ratza echad mehem lachzer, afila b'dina ha'achran hershus b'yaday. If he told her, you shall become a Kedushin to me with one mana, and he began counting it out, the Kedushin is not effective until she receives the full amount, and either one can retract until before the final dinner. Apparently, Skatchali b'mana is not considered a t'nai, but rather the Kedushin amount. If so, why does Rabbi Lazar say that the Kedushin is effective immediately? The Gemara offers two explanations. Hachamai iskinan, the Amar b'mana zu. The price refers to where he specified and said, with this mana. Therefore, the entire mana is the Kedushin amount. However, Rabbi Lazar refers to mana stam. He did not specify with this mana. Therefore, the mana is merely a t'nai. Rav Ashi says, in the Bryce's case where he started counting out the money, she expects the entire mana for the Kedushin. However, in Rabbi Lazar's case, he did not count the money, but just gave her a dinner. Therefore, by accepting it, she consented to that dinner as the Kedushin and the rest of the mana as merely a t'nai. The Gemara continues, Rava Amar of Nachman says, Amalah hiskatchali b'mana v'nich l'mashken aleha einam u'kadeshes. If he told her, you shall become Mukadeshes to me with a mana, and gave her an item as collateral until he pays the mana, the Kedushin is not effective, because mana inkan, mashkin inkan. She does not receive the actual mana, and she does not own the mashkin either, since it was not given to her to keep. However, in the Bryce's case, kitcha b'mashkin Mukadeshes, if he was Mekadesha with a mashkin, the Kedushin is effective, which the Gemara explains is referring to b'mashkin de'acherim, a mashkin that he received from another person for an actual loan. And as Rashi explains, he gave her the loan for the Kedushin, and therefore she now owns the mashkin to collect the loan. However, in the case of Hiskatchali b'mana v'hanich l'mashkin aleha, the mashkin was not given for an actual loan. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas in Abraisa. Hiskatchali b'mana, If he gave her a mana for Kedushin and she threw it into the ocean or destroyed it, the Kedushin is not effective because she obviously did not want the Kedushin. And certainly if she desinu kamei dolehav Kedushin, she threw it to the ground before him, the Kedushin is not effective for the same reason. Iskachali b'mana. Tznam la'abo u'lavicha u'lapleini, ena mukadeshes. If she responded, give it to my father or to your father or to anybody else, the Kedushin is not effective because, as Rashi explains, meshatahiboy. She did not consent to the Kedushin, but sarcastically said that he should rather give his money to others. However, if she responded, Amanashi kablum li mukadeshes, give it to them so that they accept it from me, the Kedushin is effective because she did consent to the Kedushin. And Rashi explains the following distinction. In the case on Dav Zayin of 10 mana l'ploini v'kadosh lach, mekudeshes medin arev, if she tells him to give a mana to so-and-so for Kedushin, it is effective because there she initiated the Kedushin and she obviously wants the Kedushin. However, here he initiated the Kedushin. Therefore, we say, mishata hibay. Hiskachli b'mana, tenam al gabi sela, ena mukadeshes. If she responded, put it on a stone, the Kedushin is not effective because mishata hibay. However, v'mhoye sela shala, mukadeshes. If the stone is her property, the Kedushin is effective because, as Rashi explains, chatzer shel adam kaina v'harehu k'moshe mekablasei. Her property acquires it for her, and it's as if she actually accepted the mana. Similarly, skachli b'kikar teneu lekelav. She responded, give it to the dog, ena mukadeshes, because mashata hibay. However, v'mhoye kelav shala mukadeshes. If she owns the dog, the Kedushin is effective because harehu k'moshe mekablasei. The Gemara now asks, Bayrav Mari, Kelev Ratzach Arehomahu, what's the halach if this was not her dog, but the dog was chasing her? Do we say the Kedushin is effective because Bahu Anodu Komatla Nafsha Minei Gamar Makanile Nafsha? She consents to the Kedushin in exchange of the benefit that he saved her life with the bread? Or the Kedushin is not effective because Matzi Amrle Midei Raitzich Yuvi Mechayiv Latzulan? She did not consent to Kedushin, since he was anyway obligated to save a life. The Gemara next cites three incidents in which a woman requested of a man that he give her a food item, and he asked her, "Iyahiv nalech mekadashes li? If I give it to you, will you become mekadashes to me?" And she responded, "Hava mehava, give, give." The Gemara rules, "Kol hava mehava lav klumhu." A repetitive statement is not considered consent for kedushin. However, if she said it only once, "Hav," there's a machlekes. Ravina says mekadashes, while Rav Sama Baraksa says ein mekadashes. The Gemara concludes. Regarding this machlekes, v'hilchasa ena mukadeshes, v'hilchasa shiroi loy tzrichi shuma, and the halacha follows Rabba that an item does not need to be appraised before the kedushin, v'hilchasa karavolaza regarding his kachali b'mana b'nosan ladina harizim mukadeshes b'yashlam. If a person tells a woman you shall become mukadeshes to me with a mana, but he only gave her a smaller amount one dinner, the kedushin is effective immediately provided that he gives her the rest. The Hilchasa Kerava Amr of Nachman regarding Iskachali b'manda b'nich l'mashkin aleha ena mukadeshes. If he told her, you shall become mukadeshes to me with a mana, and then gave her an item for collateral until he pays the mana, the Kedushin is not effective.